chair. I saw a picture of it online. Well, these guys come up, and this has happened to us before, too. Like, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, hello, do you see me talking here, doing a broadcast? Well, in his case, it should be even more obvious. It's during a basketball game. He's the play-by-play guy. He's all by himself.
I've seen Ray Tuck a slug a man one time.
Yeah, it's like, hey, dum-dum, I'm trying to do a radio broadcast here. Do you mind?
This really reminds me of maybe something Ray Tucker would say.
This is exactly Ray.
Yeah, I've seen him.
This couldn't be more Ray Tucker if Ray Tucker did it. Ted Leitner, San Diego State play-by-play man, did not appreciate being interrupted. And let me tell you something right now. Much like Ray Tucker, this guy is a pro's pro in the way he handled it.
What'd he do?
Free throw coming by Polley. Up. Good. Unbelievable. 57-56. Aztecs. These guys are unbelievable. Unbelievable. Driving. Down the lane. They get it. We got a broadcast here and you're worried about a suitcase. Unbelievable. These people are unbelievable in this arena. They got security guards, think they're guarding the Pentagon. Coming over here, interrupting me during a broadcast to worry about a suitcase. Unbelievable. Stupid. Totally stupid. Now at the line. Excuse me. Bairstow, free throw, of course. He can't miss. New Mexico comes on back on the and one by Cameron Bairstow to take a 59-57 lead. Timeout on the floor with a minute 15. We'll keep it here to try to recap. I apologize. Had a guy reach over my shoulder and tapping me on the shoulder, asking me a question during the drive there by Cameron Bairstow. Because my suitcase is behind the chair, and he thinks it's too much in the way by these morons. I think the terrorists are honing in here on the Mountain West Tournament in Las Vegas.
How beautiful is that?
You know what? Probably the same guys who kidnapped that Malaysian airliner.
No question. No question. Well, I did see a picture of that plane before it took off, and there was a suitcase leaning up against
and
it.
And a guy broadcasting on
that
the line.
That was unbelievable. He's sitting on the wing. How great is that? I mean, what a pro, though. I mean, the guy is just like flawlessly going, and he scores the bucket, and these morons are bothering me with about my suitcase.
Awesome.
Idiots. Yes, you can take your headset off.
Terrorists, and it's for three.
I mean, flawlessly, the transition between the broadcast of the game and the idiots from the Thomas and Mack Center bugging him.
I would have liked to see him describe those idiots. I'm a 5'2" security guard over here breathing down my neck.
Fortunately, that wasn't a media timeout, so he had the time there to refer to him as morons.
Yes, it was good. He also said unbelievable five times in that minute 20 clip, which is great. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we've got some bad news for Georgia's head coach, Mark Richt, not basketball but football, and a top 10 list. Actually, I've got two top 10 lists of bold predictions for the NCAA tournament. We've also got an interview coming up here.
Is it me, or does it seem like Mark Richt has had a pretty rough...
He has. You know what? I'm going to have to hold off on that. We'll have to do the top 10 list, Matt, at 1245, because at 1230, we're going to be visiting with Paul Basir of PredictionMachine.com. Yeah, he's excellent.
This guy's really good. I think everybody, make sure you stick around and tune in to hear this guy talking about his tournament summer. It's pretty good. He goes by the numbers. Much like Landers Ford in Bettnegs at 121, America's favorite brand. Kelly, Mike, they're down there to take care of you. They treat you like family, provided your family treats you good. 501-315-4700.